Okay, over to you, Mike.
Okay. So if everybody's connected, I think this is going to be hopefully pretty straightforward. We've got a survey that we want to get out and be able to hopefully easily collect and manage the responses to the survey and then be able to, again, hopefully summarize the results. So starting first with the content of the survey, I think that I'm beholden to provide an updated list that's partitioned into the life cycle phases. I don't think that that's going to change that much from what's there. The feedback that I've had to date has been very general in nature, you know, like referring back to papers or presentations, or but not specific, like, gee, we should add this particular software capability, particular life cycle phase. That I haven't seen. So as I said, I'm beholden to provide that update. Let me just forewarn everyone when we're thinking about timelines and the like. I am going to be very busy from now until Thursday of next week. So I will get a revised list out before the close of business on Thursday, but it probably won't be, can't guarantee that it'll be sooner than that because of my other activities. And then subsequent to that, on the Friday, I'll be then out for 10 days. So it is really beholden to me to...
So, Friday we will have the normal organizing committee meeting. You are you going to miss that one then?
Yes, I will be out of the country.
Oh, for 10 days.
Yes, starting on Friday. So, but I don't know that that's an issue. I mean, you know, the survey mechanics should be underway, and where I'm assuming that we'll provide at least a two-week response period. I'll be back before that closes.
I think I will be
pretty much incommunicado, too. I don't know that I'll have any cell service. Okay.
Question, though.
Yes,
besides having your questions and the Simon or Ken getting the survey out, there is probably a fairly intensive period that you might need to the three of you or you, I mean, with one of them, have to work very closely.
In terms of the implementation, I mean, as I said, I'm hoping this is just very straightforward and we can turn my list into an HTML or something equivalent to that. Are you seeing some other issues?
No, I'm just being
cautious.
Practical. I mean, I can hardly imagine you just having the questions and they just turn out this online survey without direct communication.
Well, we had, and I don't know whether there's anything, any prototype sample today that we can look at. I know that you had asked Simon whether that was going to be a possibility. During the course, I mean, we still had the go ahead.
Well, I'm going ahead. I'm just trying to find. Here it is. In the Google Docs chat, I just pasted a inactive survey link that, or it's a link to an inactive survey link that goes to a preview. Actually, that's not the best one to give, but that's just a preview. Let me try something else. Just realized that the one that I pasted was more private. And I don't know if you'll be able to just get on, see that, or if I will turn it activate.
I have error.
This is just, okay, in that case,
new test equals Y, right?
Yeah.
I've got.
I have two styles already put.
Yeah, this one is just this was just like thrown up in a few minutes using the version of Lime Survey that was last year's version, and there's no survey logic attached, and there's also some possibility. There's also some possible descriptive text that is not there, that I just threw in placeholders.
That's fine.
The expiration phase is not defined in any block of code. The style of the questions, or the way that they're presented, I made them not strictly Boolean, in that I just added a middle uncertain option and allowed for the option not to be filled in. However, the sub questions themselves for the evaluation.
Simon.
Yeah.
We are not looking at what you're looking at, though. I don't know if you realize.
Let's try again.
Can you first get us to look?
Here's a different URL.
Okay. Simon, I was successful. This is Mike. I was successful. That's what you're talking about. So it is possible.
Yeah, I changed it. I just temporarily activated it, and if everybody can see just what's up there, this is just. Not so much the appearance on here as just the scale. This might be something.
One thing I'm thinking is that if we just reduced it to that first column, the yes, as the checklist, we would gain the space to the right, that marginal space, for comments, so that we could, which was one thing that we had talked about at one point in time, so that it gives respondents, you know, the option of elaborating on how this capability might be achieved, for example. as well as still preserving that space at the end of each phase to add additional capabilities that are. And because we want them to be able to make the, and if they're uncertain about it, I don't know what we do with that information, to be honest.
I was just going to say, uncertain is, useful in these situations to have a central option, and the reason is to and if this question is made mandatory, then the no answers can go away. But if there's a central option, if the question is not understood, then that will be where people will default to. The basic thing is to go towards the median or the central option, unless you're sure. That's a empirical thing. But the text box on the end can be added by styling it so the answer width is just the size of the checkbox. Again, that's just
right. That text field might be able to accommodate their uncertainty. In other words, if they're not sure what the question means, their comment could be, I'd like to answer this, but I don't know what it means. so that it's still any check in the yes box means, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about, and yeah, I'm pretty sure our software has capabilities.
Sorry, I'm just to say on there, but is this still on?
Yes. What do you mean by on? We can still hear.
I was getting a lot of background noise, and then suddenly things went silent.
Oh.
And it, so a problem is fixed, not occurred. But in a situation like that, where there is a high internal motivation for the respondent, especially if the respondent is a, let's just say, vendor, it's a more, there's more detailed issues related to that. If you have a straight yes or no question, and this is a general style question, the job of a vendor is to check as many boxes as possible. So if they are uncertain, and unless they have to make a positive decision to move away from uncertain to yes, the bias towards making as positive a statement as possible is likely to give there might be a few people who click no, and the tendency is, if there's any possible way to interpret a question as meaning as being possible as having a yes-like answer, then it will likely be yes. If you were designing this as a survey, and you were going for rather than just as a data entry tool, which may be what be going in there. But if you're designing it as a survey and you're trying to cross-validate, you would have other questions that would be phrased differently, a different answer to between those two questions would reduce one's posterior belief in the validity of the answer. But the questions are, or the items that are listed are very overbroad. We can correct them.
Well, in terms of the particular methodology, we can leave it to consensus. My main motivation was just to make it look as simple and as easy to respond to as possible. But as I said, whatever the group thinks is the best methodology, let's go with that. So does anyone else have thoughts on this?
So do we want to decide now or?
Well, maybe. No, well, why defer it?
Okay. So what are the choices?
Peter?
We ought to look
at the other.
Right. I think we should look at both prototypes first and then come back.
What's the other type?
Yes.
Now, the other, there's another prototype. Next, I have two.
Okay.
I missed that.
Session pages. So refresh your session page and go look below 3N8Y. That's item number 2.3. Everyone is seeing it now. Publishing the survey in a convenient form and then reviewing prototype on Lyme survey. That's what we looked at just now. And then prototype from Ken.
Now, I guess I'm not seeing whatever it is you're talking about. Matter of fact,
are you on the wiki page where we have the agenda?
The Google page, right?
No, not the Google page. On the Google page, there's a link where it says session page.
So this is another link, not the one that we were just discussing, but another link?
Yes. I mean, exactly where we are doing, where our meeting is sort of discussed. I'll paste the link on the chat. I just pasted the link on the chat.
Okay.
On the Google Doc, I mean, there's a link to the session page as well, but this one goes direct to the point.
Oh, you're talking about on the, okay. Got you.
Okay, we are at item 2.3 now. So 2 is on the survey design implementation. 2 is the main agenda item, and item 3 is what we're reviewing.
Okay. So So now I'm with you. I didn't realize this was going on here at all. Okay. So we're talking about the Ontolog DSMW.
So maybe Ken can walk us through. Ken.
Okay, so this is using a semantic media wiki to do the survey. So this is really much more like data entry than it is your traditional survey where you just click things off and then submit and that's the end of it. This one, the intention is that it would be a long-term capture of the state of the art so that individual tools that have changed their, have added new features can go back in and edit. It's also semantic, so that means that everything is already in the form of an ontology, and one can do Sparkle queries, create pages that will summarize in various ways the current situation, and of course that would be updated anytime someone updates their survey. Because it's really, as I say, more data entry than survey oriented. Anyway, and there's two styles that I produced. Wasn't sure just exactly which one would work better in this particular environment. One of them is I called untabbed and the other tabbed. Unfortunately, the tabbing feature isn't yet been installed, so you won't actually see the tabbed version as tabbed. But I have an image that shows you what the tabbed style would look like. Anyway, if you go to the link there, if you see that there, it says there's a link at 3NHE and another one at 3NHF. Those are the two different styles. So click on one of those and you'll see the welcome to the survey. You can record information or update information by just typing in the name of your tool and then click on create or edit your entry. So you can just go ahead and try that. It should be possible to let you in. I think even, would it let you do it if you're not logged in?
I don't know.
Entered something and it asked me for a summary after I entered the tool name. Is that what should happen?
Yeah, I was able to create one without logging in either.
But you can't edit the page.
I can. There's a series of checkboxes, management face support.
The untabbed one just has a series of links to the different sections. The tabbed one has a single entry, but with tabs to separate them from one another. Unfortunately, they say the tabbing hasn't been installed yet, so it looks like it's all on one page. That wouldn't be what it looks like, in fact. To show you what it actually would look like for the tabbed form, there's a link at 3NHG where it says this is what it should look like. If you click on this, you'll see what it actually is supposed to look like. Anyway, so you can see the basic idea. They're just a series of questions. Notice that it customizes the questions so that it actually puts the name of the tool in each question. So, and there are other ways you can do customization of what it is, what it's asking. I just put checkboxes. You can certainly change it to be, some other kind of thing if you wanted to have more answers than just true or false.
Right. So we could have a checkbox and then a text box to the right of that as well. Is that possible?
It's possible to put information like that in. Remember, this is semantic. I would have to have an additional attribute associated with the text box. Otherwise, it wouldn't be associated with anything. So, I certainly could put that in, but it would involve, introducing in all these additional properties.
Okay.
Anyway, after you put in your check marks and then you hit save page, at that point it should show you a different form of the page.
Allie,
Yes?
Can you save page without...
No, I can't actually check any of the boxes.
Oh.
That was trying to say.
Mm. So
there's... Anyway, you could see the basic form of it if you log in. So you just have to create a username for yourself, then log in. You should be able to edit it.
I don't know if account creation is open now, but if you guys originally have a login on the Ontolog wiki now, the same login would get you in.
Yeah, everybody who is on Ontolog
right
has an account. So, any questions about this? Remember, as I said, it's all semantic. It comes complete with this ontology, with classes, with properties. Comes with maybe not complete inference, but it certainly has subclass inference. So it has many of the basic features that you'd expect of an ontology-based system.
That obviously is appealing, that we're eating our own dog food, so to speak.
It may
also indeed at the end pay off in terms of what we can do with the data easily.
At the session yesterday, I'm sort of implying, I didn't say it in so many words, but I'm implying that we separate out the thing into two projects. Presenting the survey and collecting information is the survey project, which we are now meeting on. And then we can do a hackathon project to slice and dice whatever information that came back in. Do templates on how we slice and dice the collected information, do the query, dress up the registry or whatever. So today maybe we just talk about getting the survey out, and tomorrow or sometime soon, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, a few of us might want to put in a hackathon project proposal and propose what we will do with the collected information. I can also see see us collecting the information from a Lime survey and then writing the script to send what is collected from Lime survey into the wiki. Would that be possible?
With the newer versions, you can just trigger. You can actually have JSON-based RESTful calls in and out. So you could, and you can attach. Well, and you can attach action to the stuff there. So. You can either do pre or post processing. The real question is what features are needed, how much changing of what sort of style of question we want to go for, how much survey logic we want to put in, because if there isn't really much survey logic that's being used, then we can then just filling in a box on Semantic Media Wiki where it will live is easier, and involve if it's just going to end up in virtually the same form with a different view presenting, like red or green boxes, like MediaWiki does for its comparisons, which is what I assume the page that we can't see is showing. You know how when you have the big comparisons like of relational databases and graph stores, they have those tables of whether a feature is supported with red or green. And I don't know if this is purple semantic MediaWiki, and I'm not sure of the ontogeny, he says, being careful, but I'm not sure if that's descended from MediaWiki or more than it is from Purple.
Purple is just the granular access. MediaWiki is the sort of basic media wiki platform, and semantic MediaWiki is the sort of the ability to
it's the add-ons to MediaWiki, right?
Yeah, that's the add-on to provide semantics capabilities.
Yeah, so it's just adding the purple to semantic MediaWiki rather than adding semantics to the old purple. Okay, so that's it.
So I just try to, you know, I logged in and try to an entry in when I went to sort of preview the page so I could see the RDF fact box that comes out of it. And with a feed, which I think it doesn't look much different than the list of facts, but I think it's a feature of the content, right? I mean, I think the purple semantic MediaWiki is really nice and might be an ideal way to store an updatable sort of catalog of this stuff once, you know, when we've got a set. As far as the input goes, I really think that given the simplicity of it, doesn't make too much difference which format we use right now. I've put some concern about whether we'll get meaningful information either way, but it doesn't seem to me it makes too much difference which media we use right now.
Yeah.
I have a noisy environment.
Can you just elaborate on what you mean in terms of not getting meaningful information from the providers?
Oh, sure. I mean, I made some comments on here, but the way I see these questions in either format, the natural tendency of anybody looking at these questions is going to, they require quite a bit of interpretation, right? I mean, for many people, they just won't have any sense of what this means, and so they'll go for uncertain. But if they have some, if they can interpret it, they're going to interpret it with respect to the tool they're familiar with. So whether it be vendors or users, but especially vendors, they're going to interpret these questions so that the answer is yes. It's good. And no dishonest intent is required there. They're going to try to make it make sense with their tool. So the answers are, they're going to bias towards yes, but also they're not going to mean the same thing from different people, right? So this is that trade-off between having a nice sort of slotted thing where people can just check things off and you can do statistics on it. But I think the statistics would be misleading or the comparisons would be misleading, because when one tool provider says, yes, my tool can assess or characterize the depth or detail of the domain coverage of ontology, they might just mean that they can count node depth, right, and breadth. And when another tool provider checks yes, they may mean I can run a test of using the lexical components of an ontology that has a lexicon and run that against a corpus and give you, you know, give a detailed rating of the percentage of the corpus that could be indexed using this ontology, right?
No.
Two very, very different capabilities that would both get a yes check from the vendor because the question is so open.
But what's our option? It seems like the only option would be to parse this thing down to so much more detail that it would be unpalatable and unmanageable.
I agree that there's a trade-off. I don't know where we want to land on it, but my worry is that we're so far to the simplicity
side. Well, before, it wasn't broken down at all.
I totally agree. I'm just not sure. But the risk that we have is that we end up with something that is actually misleading, right, which is it's not – because we're comparing things that aren't actually, you know, we're treating all yes answers as the same when they're wildly different. Now maybe you know one way of simplifying that allows, you know, balancing complication is that maybe we don't care about the phases for right now, because maybe we don't have enough understanding of what those phases are, and maybe it doesn't buy us that much right now. So maybe we can ditch the phase.
It just partitions things. I mean, even if we're arbitrary, and the point is, if we do have 100 capabilities, if it's all one block of 100 capabilities, I think that seems a little more unnerving.
Oh, I agree.
Can I just make some comments?
Just really briefly, let me just toss this in. If you took some of your key capability areas that you've broken it down into, and used those as your chunks and asked a few clarifying questions underneath in terms of, like, what kind of assessment, and then, and explain if it isn't covered there. That might be a way of chunking that might also get more comparable information. I'm not sure. But
I want to make a comment to after Simon.
The point that I was going to make that you can do with the online survey tools like Lime and the Monkey is that, well, first, and you can also do it with telephone surveys, but I'm not recommending that. But what you can do, first of all, is that the questions that are displayed can be conditionalized upon a certain answer to a prior question. And also, if you're trying to validate, or if you are trying to determine whether certain sub-features may or may not be present, and the logic on this becomes harder, but it's there. The easy way is that you can select a random subsample of the sub-capabilities that would be necessarily entailed by a yes answer, and you can first of all display a few of those based on again, if you're doing a proper survey, you check for discriminatory power and see which, in order to determine how many follow-ups, but we don't need to do that, but you could just you would ask if they say that we can evaluate the coverage against a document corpus, and then you can go and you might then have some entailed questions that can be simple, like that we can measure how many items are matched or going like all the way up to the high end of some of the stuff that Gavin was talking about, you could say that we can measure the performance against a corpus of documents, and then you would have a list of things like receiver operating characteristics or recall precision. And I'm not going to run through the 20 that all are there, but like just the various things that if you do have that capability, if you do have that particular capability, then you can handle those. But if it's one of the ones that is only a possible capability implied by the broader question, then, and I'm going to go very quickly now, but if it's only a possible characteristic, you can just random select and use that to reduce your or increase your posterior belief in the reliability.
Okay. Well, Peter, I think we only have 6 minutes left. Do you want to say something, Peter?
Yes, yes. I want to make a proposal. And I think the online survey, like the Monkey or Lime survey, is a good user interface. And at some point earlier, Amanda did suggest maybe even last year they should have gone into two phases. So my suggestion now, very concrete, is to use the Lime survey as the data collection, first phase data collection front end. Keep it simple. I sort of like the assignment's rendition of, let's say, yes, no, uncertain, no answer with default or no answer, and then just one open text box as Mike Denny suggested. After that, we exported the data, and Ken probably it could help us import that into PSMW, and sort of that becomes the registry. And also, since people
I don't think there's any easy way to do that.
All right, then let me finish my.
You'd have to probably do it by hand, and it would have a lot of errors.
There's no audio.
I did check on that. It's not so easy.
Yeah, allow me to finish the thought first. And if we could do that, then that becomes our registry. Suppliers, providers already have some ownership, and then we encourage them to maintain, and on the wiki they could put in quite a bit more if they wanted to. And since, I mean, if 100 people responded, no single person among us would want to maintain that anyway. We have to distribute the maintenance of that repository or that registry. So that's my thought. But then, of course, Ken's remark about no easy way to export and import could present a challenge. So that's my piece.
This is Mike. It strikes me that actually the two different approaches seem pretty much the same in the sense that they look fairly simple. And so if we really were going to use one to then try to export it into the other, maybe we just, short circuit that and just start out with a semantic wiki at the beginning. I think maybe the open question, Ken, is they're not adding a text box after each line. Allow them to provide explanation at that point is still doable. Because I think that might, to a point that gets at the issue that Amanda was raising, if they don't understand the question or they're not certain about whether the capability meets the criterion, then they say something there, or they may be able to explain, might be motivated to explain in more detail how they're actually accomplishing that particular capability. So it could be useful information. It's not directly semantically taggable information at that point, but it could be, categorized further, I guess, after the fact. So I guess I'm a little more inclined toward toward Ken's fiction here, but I think either, you know, either approach, if we keep it simple and it's basically a checkbox, I like the way that Ken has phrased the question, each of the questions, by prefacing it, can the tool, and then, you know, find ontology, compare the domain, assess or characterize. I mean, I think it, you know, makes it clear exactly what the point of the, of whether you check it or not. Anyway, that's why.
Okay, since you make the final call in, I guess then we have at least landed on the means to get the survey out.
Okay, so one question that would help determine it is, how, in both cases, how is the data stored? I mean, does this actually go into a triple store or something, Ken?
Well, this is the Media Wiki store, which is in MySQL.
It's in SQL?
MySQL. It's a relational database. It's basically keeping pages, and it keeps all of the previous versions of the page. So it's not a triple store. It's a more like a document store.
Okay. And what about in the case, Simon, for Lime?
Again, Lime is going into, well, the native storage in Lime is, just a relational table. The, data can be exported in, well, it's exported in CSV, SPSS, and basically the export formats are those that are of general, they're the ones that are generally in use, by, I'm just trying to find the list of formats got there. It can export in those things. It can export in XML, etc. But it's designed to get it out there for analysis.
Okay. Well, there may not be much difference in terms of in the final analysis what it. Data ends up. So, would it be possible to have this more or less all on one page rather than, you know, signing in on a single page with the name of your tool and then moving to another page and so on? I know that the implementation of some surveys I find sort of daunting or I get put off if I don't see what it is I'm getting into in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That I'd like to just see, well, okay, what is it I'm signing up for? What am I undertaking? And it's all there.
Yeah,
on one global page.
Just to quickly go through the, and I think it's probably possible to do this with some semantic media hackery, but LimeSurvey, SurveyMonkey, etc., all give the survey administrator a checkbox that will display to the participant, first of all, total number of questions, and also display a progress meter that shows how far you are through, which that's a
right.
That's a standard feature in all of these.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't say that there's any simple way to do that with Semantic Media Wiki. As I say, it's really more data entry than survey. And so what you're creating a page when you go to that first, you go to the first page and you enter the name of your tool, what you are doing is now creating a new wiki page.
Okay.
And then you're entering all these questions. You're basically just filling out what's going to be on this page. It's just a form for the page. So yeah, I don't know of any simple way to make it look like a survey in that there wouldn't be progress meters or anything like that.
Yeah. Well,
it's not intended to do that kind of thing, and I don't think there's an easy way to get it to do it.
Okay, but the various, I mean, and I'm looking at now, all the phases could be on one page. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, I mean, you could have everything on one page. And I think that's the way it looks like right now. It actually has just headings for each one.
Right. That's what I'm seeing.
You just have to turn off the tabs, and then you see it that way.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. I think on both of them, it's just like a checkbox. The questions are grouped, and you just say one group, new page per group or not. But it's it sounds like it's similar like that with like new tab or not. But it's. Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
that part is easily adjusted, but. I don't think I can make it easily look like a survey.
Okay. And what was your assessment about a free text box to the right? Is that going to be problematic of each question?
There are various styles you can use for it, but certainly you can do it.
Okay.
That's no problem.
Okay.
And just further, just mini semantic question. Is there any way to plug in or have the free text boxes get dumped into Gate or UIMA or something like that, and then have them just like filtered through, get the annotations so that you can get them into the RDF?
Well, it certainly would be just RDF. I mean, that's, you can have text in RDF.
I'm saying that
you can treat it as a comment field, in other words, right? RDF comment.
Yeah, but can you run some text analytics to to extract the semantics mention of certain entities in an RDFable way?
Well, you know, that might be important if we were wanting to do statistics and some kinds of analyses on these things. But I'm looking at it, and I may be wrong, but I'm looking at it as really just to collect the information, in other words, compile this directory of software resources in terms of capabilities. So if somebody's looking for a particular capability, they can, find which tools might offer it. But it's not like we want to compare products one-on-one or across some collection of products, I don't think, and evaluate them or profile them in terms of their support. Right. Matter of fact, I think maybe it should be clear to the software vendors that we're not trying to pit them one against the other here. We're just trying to come up with a convenient window for users into where they can find particular capabilities that support ontology, quality, and fitness support, I think. And do I have, do we have any more ambitions than that?
I think, as I mentioned before, two projects. One, I mean, that what you just described is the first goal we have. The second one is a potential, at least a candidate hackathon project that, I mean, now that we have all this information and semantically tagged, what can we do with them? But that's a different project and less
right.
separate.
Though. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm willing to use either approach. If there's a question of implementation time or ease or not, I don't know. I mean, is it fairly straightforward in both cases? And how long would it take?
Yeah, pretty straightforward. It's not hard once you've settled on what questions you're asking. I'm sure it's easy, pretty easy for both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we're using semantically based tools, then we'd just dump into RDF or run through a little Perl script that would remove the non-RDF compatible characters, etc., and then dump it into triples. I'm assuming that I could not actually get at the underlying ontology because I wasn't signed in at the time, but I assume that there's an overarching ontology as well as the ontology URLs seem to be per page, but I assume that there's an imported ontology that has the that everything is subclassed from in some sense, but I might be wrong.
But the ontology in this case is pretty simple. It's just one class, the survey class.
Again,
and then it has a bunch of properties.
I just couldn't get to see the URL because I couldn't save my page, and it seemed to be page specific, and I couldn't see. And I assumed that page would have had the imported one, which was the. But I assume there's a common ontology for every one of these pages. Correct.
Yeah. It's all exportable in RDF. And it has a fairly simple ontology structure. Semantic Media Wiki isn't that sophisticated, though it does have subclasses. But I don't think it has like class constructors or anything sophisticated the way you have an OWL.
Okay. But it would give us the possibility in this second phase that Peter's talking about of actually building some kind of ontology of either ontology evaluation or of software capabilities that support ontology evaluation or something like that. Right. So, I mean, it would be a good starting point. And it would also allow us to get responses, whether they're these survey responses or subsequent, questions that get responded to, that we could hit them against that ontology directly. So I'm seeing otherwise these two approaches seem pretty similar. I'm just thinking we should try to be semantic. And use the, is it purple versus lime? Two colors. Yeah. So that's what I would suggest, unless there's, some other considerations we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, well, you can see that there are trade-offs, but so, you know, it's not a simple decision.
Peter, what's your thought? You've been around this. I mean, I'm coming into all of this rather new, so I don't want to force a decision that doesn't accommodate the overall objectives and goals here. Did we lose Peter?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes, I think if Simon is comfortable with that, then we can have Ken do the survey part, and Simon could join and help on the hackathon project, where we would be doing more interesting things besides coming up with just a table of tools.
And my primary concern, again, is just not relevant. So I am not deeply committed.
Well,
we lost you.
We lost you.
I was just going to say that I don't have any particular investments in doing extra work. So it's a quick there. But just one thing, just to go back to, if you can just quickly take, I just changed a checkbox, can go, if I can, this would be so much easier if the soap hub was there, or if I could find where the doc is, but...
You paste the link on the Google Doc.
Yeah, that's what, if I could find where that had ended up, because it isn't like, I keep on looking for the wrong thing. But,
okay.
Oh, I'm seeing something with... just check boxes and text boxes to the right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
There's now, I just read. I just redid it so that it was more close there. That was just changing it. Also, I'm now seeing more clearly there were a lot more ligatures in the PDF of the slides that weren't visible when I was looking at it in the small font. But is that layout there the kind of layout that you were talking about?
I think that works fine, I don't know. I think it's just less daunting, you know. They have less choices to make in something like this. And so that's just my thought. So we end up really then with both the lime and the purple are allowing us to make essentially the same presentation, same kind of thing. Either one works. I don't know. Peter, as I said, I don't know whether there are other considerations.
No, if everyone is okay, then let's take your call and focus just rendering these things on semantic media on PSMW.
Okay, that's fine. And at least, as I say, it gets us one step closer to the semantics than...
So back to the point, when did you promise the survey to be released? Because I still think that you will need to work closely with Ken at least for like a day or two before the
right.
survey
I mean,
can be rolled out.
I can provide Ken some feedback, you know, either today or over the weekend for sure. And so I think Ken and I can work out the formatting details fine. It's just that final list of capabilities, I may not be able to get to him until Thursday, as I said earlier, because I'm short on cycles in terms of going over that again. But we can work out.
Can I interrupt for a second here?
Please.
I already added the text box for you.
Oh.
You want to take a look at it?
Yeah, I just got to remember. Let's see. Maybe if I just do an F5. Oh. Ah, I love things like this. Okay. My only thought here is, The checkbox and the text box, it's not necessarily clear that one's one and the other is the other.
I can add some text.
Well, yeah, something to separate them or move the checkbox to the front of the question or tab away from, the text box. To the right so that it's not, But other than that, it seems to work fine. And it was easy. So.
Yeah, it's easy to fix these things.
Okay. Well, that's cool. From my point of view, this should work fine. And I will give Ken, we're already 20 minutes over, I'll give Ken some specific feedback, just simple things in terms of formatting and maybe, wording things so that we've got, clear labels for what goes in the text boxes. That's about it.
Okay. If possible, please use the ontolog dev list. Of course, there's some minor exchange you want to do privately, but anything that would help to be documented, please use the ontolog dev mailing list.
One more thing that might be useful is. For each of these properties, each of these questions, there is a page for it, and you can write up on that page everything, a more complete explanation of just what was the intention of this question. And it could put a little link so that if somebody wanted to know what the question meant, they just click on that.
Okay. Well, are you saying for each question or for each phase? Or you're talking about either?
So I'm talking about each question.
Okay. It's probably unlikely that we'll have much explanatory text generated before the survey goes out. That's what I'm thinking. But, it's nice to know we have that.
You have it. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
And it's a wiki, so actually the individuals who are entering the data can also go to it and update it.
So as a wiki, does that mean they can update they could alter the question?
Sure. In principle?
Yeah.
In practice, nobody would.
Well, no. And do we have, can we guard against, I mean, can some parts of pages get locked so that they are not?
If we spot somebody doing that, we can go back to an earlier version. Just,
yeah.
Or block the,
you know, eliminate the
block change. That individual from editing
or block
further.
That individual. Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
There are various ways that wikis use to prevent this kind of behavior.
Okay.
But it's pretty flexible. I mean, you could even add more questions if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've even changed the types of questions, and it immediately just, you know, updates everything for the new types.
So is the aim to get the survey instrument out before you travel? Is that the plan?
Or at least to make sure that we've got, like, you know, a good version of it implemented and right. Whether it gets publicized at that point or not, I don't know, because, and as I said, we've already gone over time, but there are some other issues that need to be dealt with from a planning perspective. I'm not suggesting we do it now. I think we need to defer that, but in terms of how this is going to get promoted, I don't think we just throw it out there. I think we need to, you know, as I suggested yesterday, engage the champions of the track to make sure that we have, you know, a good notion of who the candidate respondents are and that we get, you know, contacts out to them, direct appeals to respond to the survey.
Okay.
So that needs to get worked out. So it may be that that doesn't happen right away. In other words, this doesn't get published right away because we haven't got all those things in place first. I don't know whether there's a hurry in terms of getting this published.
Can I say that based on last year it was too late getting the survey out, so responses were a bit slow. So the earlier it gets out, the better. And the earlier it can be promoted and the more likely it is to be useful by the time that we hit
I agree with Simon. Yeah. Yes, there's a huge urgency to get that out as quickly as we can. So I'm taking on my notes action from Mike and Ken will aim at having the survey instrument done by Thursday 2/28. And then for Mike, we'll also discuss how to circulate and promote the survey over the Ontology Summit org list. And hopefully we could announce the survey on Thursday as well. Can we get the instrument out by Wednesday, 27th?
I'm very short on cycles, so there's no, I'm going to have to, as I said, provide that final list on Thursday. There's no way I'm going to be able to do it soon.
And then on Friday, you're leaving? Is that the case?
On Friday, I'm leaving. Friday morning, I leave.
Oh. So there's actually no time in between your providing the list and your being away?
No, not the final list. I mean, as I said, it's basically there now. There's not going to be that much change, but no. Because I just can't happen.
So when do you get back?
I get back on, well, let's see exactly. I'm back on the 11th.
11th is, okay, how about if we release on the 13th?
If we what?
Release the survey on the 13th. And then on the 14th, we have a community session, and we'll reinforce that during the virtual panel session. But we aim to release the survey on the 13th. So that's two more days in between the release and your return.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. And maybe after Ken and I have had our session, I mean, if you can tuck in the revised list quickly on Thursday, you could be ready for publishing. It's just that it wouldn't be. I'm not sure how much. Yeah, I mean, it can sit there and be weekly promoted. Okay, in the beginning, and then when I get back, we can ramp up the promotion.
Well, sure. I'll have a complete. I'll have it entirely complete this weekend, but updating it after that is, I mean, anyone can update it. You know, if you want to add new questions, you want to change a question, that's pretty easy. It's on a wiki, after all.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, Ken's saying that he could actually have it done, at least based on the current set of questions of capabilities.
Yeah. But having the...
I could just add any questions or revise any questions that were necessary.
Right. But having the instrument and sort of releasing a survey, it's still sort of two different animals, and there's some work in between. A lot of work in between, actually.
Well, there is in terms of promoting it.
Promoting, announcing, getting, I mean, so if people would refresh the session page and look under 3N90, looks like take a look to see if I capture things properly there.
Well, I'll have the survey done as it's currently in its current form, this weekend. After that, as I say, editing it shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, and I'll send you a few comments, Ken. That would that'll help us move toward a final version for what you're doing over the weekend.
Yeah, just give me your comments,
stylistic
things, what you'd like to have it look like.
Right. I mean, actually, right now, we just need a little explanation on what the text box is for on each question. The bottom box.
I mean, one thing I could do is just make everything really tabular, so you have questions, then all of the responses are vertically aligned.
That would be great.
I can do that, and then at the top there will be just like a regular table. There'll be headers that say, here's the question, here's your answer, and here are your comments.
Right. Yeah,
I think that might be nicer.
I think that would be more, it would look more like what Simon had been able to achieve with lines, too. So.
If you'd like radio boxes with yes, no, uncertain, that's no problem.
No, just the checkbox is fine, I think.
Okay.
As I said, my main motivation was to keep it looking as simple as possible.
Okay.
Okay. So, Peter, are we covered?
Well, I think so. I think it's good. Refresh the page and look under 3N90 again. I think.
Yeah, right. I guess I've lost that page.
Okay, 3N90. I captured the action. Ken will finish the survey by next Monday. You said the weekend. Mike will provide comments to Ken, and you might even want to edit the thing yourself. We'll have the instrument.
I wouldn't recommend trying it yourself without some
tutorial.
Well, okay. I won't try it at all. I don't want to muck anything up. And
no, it is a little more delicate than you'd think.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm ham-handed anyway.
Mm-hmm. But okay. Certain things like exactly what the appearance of the question is, that you can do.
Okay.
That I think you can see it very clearly, and it would be no difficulty updating that. But if you want to update the structure, that you have to be more careful doing.
Oh, I think at this juncture, I'll go through you, Ken.
Okay.
Okay, so if you two guys are happy, we're happy, and please use the organizing committee list to discuss how we should promote it, because we probably need to engage all the track champions to do that.
Okay.
I can add Ken and Simon to the organizing committee list too. Would that be okay with both of you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Simon?
You might not be on anymore. It's getting rather late.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's run late.
So, all right, I'll add Ken then.
Okay, and Simon, if you are there, thank you very much for genning up that example in Lime, and same to you, Ken. I think we got two good solutions, and anyway, we'll move forward. And I have nothing more.
Okay, then we're done with survey, and those who want to talk about the website, please stay. In particular, we need Ken and Marcella and anyone else interested. Who's still online?
I'm here. Marcella.
Marcella. Is Amanda and Simon still there? Okay. So Ken, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still
good.
Okay. This is Mike. I'm
Mike.
Here, but I think I'll...
We'll let you go. Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye.
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 Bye. So,
okay.
Marcella, what are your plans?
Okay. I'm not having many time. But I've been playing this week with the Multimedia Wiki,
mm-hmm.
and I propose a model, an ontology, a simple ontology, with the concept of the Ontology Summit. And I developed my first semantic media wiki. It's a simple one. I type the link in the document so you can see it.
I
don't take into account the style and the design of wiki, so it's not 31.
Let me take a look.
I've been playing with the in the sandbox of the Multimedia Wiki and the scratch pad of referdata.com. Sorry, I don't know if these tools are very different from Purple Semantic Media Wiki.
It's almost the same. We just add purple numbers.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a fair idea, the ontology. When I was developing the Media Wiki, I realized that there are many concepts that I need to add. For example, the concept. I hear you.
I have a little presentation I gave once to explain how you map classes and properties to Semantic Media Wiki.
Okay.
You may have seen this, but the first step is to put your properties in. So you create property.
I create the properties, then I create the templates.
Right, and then you create the form.
The forms, yes.
And finally you create the category.
Yes, I do this.
That's.
I did it.
So you did that, okay, great.
The classes you saw, you can see in the model, the name of the classes is not exactly the same, perhaps in the wiki. I know exactly.
Let's see what you have. What are your categories?
I have a category once for each classes in the model. I don't know if it's okay or if it's possible to.
What is OS occurrence?
My first idea was to develop a media wiki for the Ontology Summit series. So Ontology Summit occurrence is this year. Ontology Summit. I don't know if you understand me.
Oh, I see that.
But perhaps.
Oh, it's just misspelled in English.
Oh, sorry. I'm not.
Sorry, I have no idea what word it was actually meaning.
Sorry.
What it meant.
Sorry.
which one are you talking about?
OS occurrence.
Occurrence.
I thought at first it was OS occurrence.
Okay, yes, sorry. I'm not good at English.
I thought it was some kind of sport. But, now that you explained it, it's clear what it is.
Okay.
It's fine. This looks great. I think this would be really nice. Category tree.
Another thing, if you can see in the model, there is no relationship of superclass, subclass, because I don't know how to handle this in the Semantic Media Wiki. Can I use the categories and subcategories?
Yeah, that's what it's. Use categories, subcategories.
Okay.
When you create the category, it'll ask you if there's supposed to be a subcategory.
Okay, okay. I learned the existence of subcategories when I was doing the Media Wiki. So I can.
Advisory committee is also. You also misspelled advisory committee.
Yes, yes. I did this in a hurry, so I don't take. I don't be.
Oh, no, no problem. I'm just saying it when you
the
go forward.
I try to correct then.
Just do a spelling check on it, and it'll fix it for you.
Okay.
I think it's fine. I can't think of any class or subclass relationships you might want at this point.
I was thinking to define virtual meeting, site-to-site meeting, survey, hackathon, clinics that I heard yesterday as subclasses of an activity or event. I'm not sure if it's helpful.
Yeah, but that would be helpful. Yeah, that would be nice.
So we can extend with other kind of activity in future ontology summit.
Yeah, I think it would be great.
So looks great. And you have a reference on last year's look and feel, right?
Yes.
Maybe as a first target, let's try to do it on PSMW, but have it look like last year first. I mean, then we can make it look even prettier. So the next challenge actually would be the UI, CSS, skin development, that type of skills, which currently we don't have. Do you think you can work up those skills or get some resources to support in that area, Marcella?
Sorry, can you repeat me? I understand well.
Okay, you saw last year's site, right?
Yes, yes, I saw.
So it was prettier than a wiki?
Yes.
It's a normal HTML
yes, yes,
site.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, but a lot of people actually have done semantic media wiki sites that look very good.
Yes.
They don't just use the default media wiki user interface, but they develop their own skins, they have CSS, and so on.
I'm not, I don't know.
But you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, 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 I understand.
So to round up our team's expertise, we need some skills in that area.
Okay.
Someone who has some experience. So
what, Peter, what are you referring to as last year's?
If you go to the Ontolog wiki and go to the page called Ontology Summit, upper camel case, that probably would be easiest.
I'm actually looking at Ontology Summit 2012 on the Ontolog site.
Okay, you just reduce the link just to Ontology Summit. That's probably easiest.
Ontology Summit.
Yes. Let me know.
Okay.
And look at look under Ontology Summit 2012. There's a thing called publicly facing website or something.
Yeah.
Okay, if you click on that link.
And you're claiming this is better?
This looks better. I don't know.
I see.
I hate websites that look like this.
Most people agree.
That is my opinion.
And at least most people agree that this is more palatable to the average public than...
Yeah, I imagine so. Doesn't mean I like it.
right. So
I
just the look and feel. But
yeah, yeah. I see a lot of sites like this, and it's just, I have no patience with them at all.
Well, That's exactly why there are fewer professors than there are normal people.
Well, no, I go to websites for a purpose. I don't just go there to admire their artwork. If you're actually intending to get something done, then these sites are really terrible. Northeastern has all these really fancy, you know, pictures and everything on its website. But when I go there and actually try to find something like, where is this particular college located? It isn't there. So it's a totally useless site. It just shows you lots of pictures of people and everything. It's really attractive, but then it conveys no information. But, you know, it'd be nice to have one of these sites, to be sure, because people do seem to like them.
Okay. You want to give the website this feel, the look and feel, isn't you?
As a starter, yeah. And then we can improve on it.
Okay, I try. I don't know if I can do it. It's really different from the ones I've done.
Aren't there tools online that'll just let you make these sites quickly?
The sites are easy to make, but our aim is to make it onto PMW, which is the challenge. Actually, if you want to make it into a normal website, it's easy. I mean, there are a huge number of tools out there.
Yeah, I mean, those are easy. But PSMW, I mean, this is what you have right now. Actually, looks rather nice. Put a little picture up in the upper left corner.
Yes.
I'd say you're all set.
I think I have to take off. I think is the word of the link in the left side. I have to do that. Did this. Do you understand me? Are you talking really strange?
Okay.
It's real easy to put a little graphic up in the upper left corner.
Yes, yes. I don't have time to do this.
Marcella.
Yes.
Are you still on the meeting page? Can you still get back to the meeting page and then refresh?
Okay.
And look at 3N91. Purple number 3N91.
389.
Yeah, Control F 3N91.
Okay. Confined.
Not the Google Doc, but the...
Yes,
right. Yeah. So the next line, I just wanted to draw your attention to. We will develop the Ontology Summit PSMW site at this wiki instance. That's the one where Ken was doing his prototype.
Okay.
And that's where we are migrating all the Ontolog, all the summit information over eventually. So you want to create it there.
Okay.
Yeah. So first of all, try to see if you can log in. You probably don't, but try to log in. If you can't, then we'll have to get back to you.
I log into this
wiki. Yes. Can
wiki. Yes. Yes.
Can you create an account right away?
I'm logging with my Ontolog account, I think.
Can you get in?
Yes.
You can.
I can edit. Editing Wiki homepage. I can edit this page.
But you can read the page, but can you write to the page?
I can edit. I try to write something.
Yeah, go to the sandbox or somewhere.
Sorry, my internet access is a bit slow today.
Yeah, so first of all, we need to get you, make sure you get access.
Yes.
So what image would be appropriate for evaluation?
Oh my God. I think it's saving the page.
So it accepted your login?
Yes.
Okay. So that sounds good.
Align my text in the page. I can save a page.
Fantastic. Okay.
2A.
So I guess we've got all the pieces covered. In if you look at this item 3, then let's continue the discussion on the ontolog dev list, because it'll be several coordinations. There are people migrating data. There are people developing, various things, adding extensions and so on. So if you start requiring additional extensions and things, that would be the best place to discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's discuss all the various issues there as well, since Ken and I and Ali and yourself are all on the ontolog dev list. Are you?
Okay.
Actually,
yes.
Are you on the
ontolog list? No.
Let me subscribe you right away then.
Yes.
Ontolog dev. Good moment.
I found an image for evaluation.
Right.
Do you want me to? It's. Oh, wow. You ready for this? Let me show you it. Where's the?
So I added you to ontolog dev list. You should have just received the.
Okay.
The notification.
Okay. All my questions about the website I sent to this list.
Yes, to discuss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Of course, you can still do prototyping on the outside, but things that we need to, for example, talk about in the meetings and things, then probably you want to implement it on that instance.
Yes, I start with the other site because I don't know how to do in.
Yes, that was your site, but eventually we would need to put it on this site, and of course from site to site there's slight differences. So this
yes.
site would be sort of what we want things to work at.
Okay.
Hey, fantastic. This is really great. Thank you very much, Marcella. And
so did you,
thank you.
Did you see the? I gave you a link to.
I think
I'm opening.
You
see the image.
Wow.
Translation.
Okay.
So this is from China.
I'm not sure how they translate. It's a very strange translation.
We need someone to tell us what it means.
Oh, I have plenty of Chinese students still. Don't tell me.
Okay, great meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's stay
bye.
In touch. Oh,
yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.